Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Not having as many difficulties as you are. Very happy that I only have to wrestle with a clipboard.
And a microphone.
No, I don't even have to wrestle with it. It's just hanging out there nicely off the side of my mouth. If it stays out of the way, then everybody goes home happy.
It's all good. Well, we have to have some challenges now and again.
Not this early. I'd much prefer them a little bit later in the day. Not on the first cup of coffee, second cup of coffee.
I don't even have any coffee.
I had a challenge last night. It was the sort of thing so as to gracefully lead into this whole art thing. I suddenly realized, oh, I had my idea of what I was going to talk about, but I hadn't seen the stuff. And so last night at 7 o'clock, I didn't have the heart attack, but I did have the stress attack and suddenly dashed up Saint Laurent, hung a ride on Mount Royal, and made it. And so I was very, very happy. But yeah, this week's topic is places that, which I have sign-up sheets. Basically, you know, like cafes, restaurants, and so on, where they then have art on the walls. And it's the sort of thing where sometimes it's very, very nice. Sometimes it's utter crap and garbage. And yeah, there are two places that I adore for different reasons. Le Divan Orange and Le Boudoir. One conveniently located on Saint Laurent, the other conveniently located on Mount Royal. And on both strips, there are like dozens of places where it's basically, if you are an artist, you can walk in off the street, get a sign-up sheet or talk to somebody, and then sometime in the near future, you end up putting up your show and so on. Sometimes it gets done so as that the restaurant itself or the bar itself gets more traffic. Other times it's done so as to, that sense of community, that sort of overbearing, sort of, ooh, that nifty new word. It's sort of like, since you guys are always so 80s fixated, back in the 80s, alternative, everything got slapped with the term alternative. Here in the aughts, I think the word that is getting way too used is community and community building. And no, to me, that's utter crap, utter nonsense. But it's the sort of thing where it's a nice gesture sometimes. One of the things, if you are an artist, that you should look out for if you are going to any of these places is to figure out how they handle sales. Because the worst thing you want, because that's ostensibly the big idea about having an exhibition like that. Excuse me, I just swallowed something. It's that you want to actually sell some stuff. And if I as a potential art buyer walk into a place and the waiter or the waitress or the manager says, huh, what? No, I have no clue. As the artist, you're likely to lose the sale. This is one of the reasons why I really, really, really like Le Boudoir, because they are up to date. Not only if you go in and say, I like that painting, they will actually take the money from you, give you the painting and so on, and handle everything. And they are trustworthy. They are nice. They are friendly. And they really are there to support the art and the artist, which is way better than any of this community building nonsense. But yes, enough about just the overall sort of things with the Divan Orange, which is... yeah, on Saint Laurent, what's the address? 4234 Saint Laurent, just above the corner of Rachel. They seem to be having their shows about once a month, and I don't know exactly the name of the person to talk to, but since it is a co-op, I'm certain you can talk to everybody. But right now, the guy who's got his art up there is this guy named Eric Thibodeau, and he does, sort of like this post-industrial sort of angst-ridden thing. It's where his paintings are done with acrylic, and most of them have some sort of pipes, plumbing stuff going through them, in them, and out of them. And I want to say that, like, initially he was working off of this sort of like lovey-dovey pastel thing, and then just threw a lot of black into it, so it has this dark glom sort of makes you sort of like really, really intensely angry, and then the pipes come through, and you sort of say, oh, okay, it's almost like a what's the name of that film that the director's cut, the first director's cut film. But anyhow, whatever that film is, it's got that same sort of feel there, which is quite different than the feel for the stuff up at Le Boudoir, which is by this woman, Julie Maud Desormiers. By the way, before I forget, since... getting in touch with these people. If anybody does know Eric Thibodeau and hears that I've been talking about his stuff and like the stuff very, very much, his contact information from the tag is, he only has a phone number, doesn't have an email address. It's 514-276-2824. And somebody should tell him, because it's one of the things that happens with these sign-up places is that they sort of tend to fade in the background and nobody really pays attention to them, which is why I think it was, 2 weeks ago that I was so surprised that Andrew Pink's show got such massive coverage and so on, because while a For Rent gallery is not exactly As low on the totem pole, critically, as a sign-up sheet place. It's just about the same sort of place. And then, bam, he obviously did a good thing. But Eric Thibodeau, especially if he doesn't have an email address, nobody... anyhow, so if anybody out there knows him, please tell him. I like his stuff an awful lot. If you are at all interested but don't know him, go out to Le Divan Orange and go check out his stuff. And plus, on top of it, it's not a half-bad show bar. But enough about that. There's also Julie Maud Desormiers at Le Boudoir, which is at 850 Mount Royal, which is just past the corner of St. Hubert. Her stuff has a, what is it, initially is like a slight, it to me looks almost anime, but it is obviously isn't anime. And then there, one of the things that made it, I don't know, a little bit awkward was that the lighting, and that's always one of the things at these places is trying to figure out how to light it, because there's a bar or a cafe or a restaurant, obviously the showing of the paintings is not their highest priority, and it wasn't until seeing, like looking at it closely like the third time and stuff like that, that I suddenly realized, oh yeah, there's this little sort of like collage stuff. She uses gel medium to transfer stuff onto it that ends up making, yeah, it's, they're basically portraits or sort of cartoony type of portraits, hence the anime feel. And she uses the gel media to transfer some stuff that's sort of like as a tiara or as a third eye, and in the foreheads of these people that she is painting. And yeah, it's, there's lots of pink, but it's that at Le Boudoir, it's, they tend to turn the lighting down low. I think it's taking full advantage of the beer goggles that they give everybody as you walk in the door. And it does not help the paintings all that much, although there have been certain times where I've seen it where it has been, brightly lit, but that tends to be mostly for the vernissages and obviously during daytime hours. It is... Yeah, overall, with the Julie Maud Desormiers, they're nice, but they're not exactly my favorite sort of thing. It's, I'm not certain I'd be able to live with it forever and ever and ever on my walls. However, that's the other good thing about going to a place like this, is you can actually see it. You have your beer or two, and then at which point you leave. And if anybody out there does know Julie Maud Desormiers, get in contact, or actually get in contact with her, although her contact information is jmauddhotmail.com. And yeah, then I think, oh, we do have a little bit more time. Good thing I went and saw the stuff at headquarters over, what was it, Friday, something like that, Wednesday, Thursday. It's, yeah, it struck me that that whole strip on Amherst is an up-and-coming sort of thing. Headquarters moved in there. It's a sort of hip, nice store. Their address is 1649 Amherst, which is just above de Maisonneuve. Yeah, just above de Maisonneuve, and I will be having Tyson Bodner Chuck come in to talk to us about his upcoming show, but that's back in March and so on. But in the meantime, he's got this show up there, which is, bring the details on it, but anyhow, there are two artists there that are just absolutely amazing. One of them is Ben Tour, who is sort of Ralph Steadman-ish. So I don't know if you guys remember Ralph Steadman, who did an awful lot of the illustrations for Hunter S. Thompson and Rolling Stone back in the 70s. But it's, yeah, sort of like this, sort of take the one of these ink pens where you have almost, you have to dip it in and stuff like that. And then the effect is almost like just throw it up against the wall, and which won't make it into some very figurative and very nice, but it's a very sort of slapdash type of feel to it, but very, very sort of focused on what exactly he's drawing. It's a wonderful style. Anyhow, Ben Tour has this sort of thing called the Blue Wash series, where he's done something similar to that, but then takes Blue Wash and sort of adds color to it. And then there's also Jay Howell, who has a bunch of pieces in there. It's two of them where it's just, I'm now losing my words. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Don't swallow anything. The two specific pieces that I really, really like there are Really Great Arms and Here's Some Guys. There, it's, he has these tiny, tiny line drawings in the center of this rather large piece that he then takes little bits of color. I don't remember if it's acrylic or not, and unfortunately I didn't take any time to write notes. I just sort of realized, oh, we have some extra time here, so I must talk some more about some art. And at which point he then uses little bits of color, and with really, really great arms, it's the sort of thing, he has these, like, it's an impressionist in style, in terms of just plantalism, I think is the fancy-ass term, that come around, and it actually looks like a brassiere or a bikini top. And so if you are a 16-year-old guy, you almost, like, bend over twice, doubling up in laughter at the funny, funny visual joke. Headquarters is again at 1649 Amherst. Then to get back, Le Boudoir is at 850 Mount Royal. Divan Orange is at 4234. My guess is that for both Divan Orange and the Julie Mort Desormier show at Le Boudoir, they end somewhere towards the end of the month, and that in March there will be a new show. I do know that with Headquarters, that the Ben Tour and the Jay Howell pieces will be up until the 7th of March, because that's when the new show comes up, which is a sort of collection of stuff from artists who are on Etsy. And but we will talk to Tyson, and we're not going to get Angie. I got to give a shout out to Angie, because for whatever reason, this is way too early in the morning for her. And so I ended up ignoring her when we were talking, just because it was so focused on early in the morning then. At which point, I'm now going to take a deep breath. I'm going to just say rant off, and I don't know. Are you guys going to go see any of the shows? Did I make a compelling enough case and
yes.
argument? Okay.
Headquarters sounds really nice to see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I definitely highly recommend it. Plus, they are also is the most gallery-like. They actually have really, really good lighting, so you can see everything.
Okay, so you had mentioned three now again, just to yes. give a little recap. You said Le Boudoir.
Divan Orange, and Headquarters, which Divan Orange, 4234 Saint-Laurent, Le Boudoir, 850 Mount Royal, and Headquarters at 1649 Amherst.
Okay, well, thank you, Zeke, with your arts review.
My pleasure.
It's right now, 7:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday morning after show is what you're listening to. We're going to tune in now to Democracy Now! Headlines.